Hello. Welcome to Saturday, September 14th at 6:30. We all got here at the same time. My name is Jen. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Tonight we have a very exciting show for you, a live broadcast from New Year in Fridman Gallery in New York City. We have Shahzad Ismaili, and it's presented by New Year Inc. in conjunction with A Treatise on Color, Volumes 1 through 4, curated by J.E. Azmi, FKA James E. Bartlett. The exhibition is on view at Fridman Gallery September 4th to October 5th, 2024. Tune in here now with us on WGXC. Or online at wavefarm.org / listen, of course. You can also turn out in person. I think you still have perhaps enough time to get there. It's Fridman Gallery at 169 Bowery, New York, New York, New York. Shahzad Ismaili is a Brooklyn-based musician, composer, and engineer. Born to Pakistani immigrant parents, he grew up in a wholly bicultural household. Exploring improvisation, tonal shifts, and rhythmic movement, Ismaili worked with a number of avant-garde musicians and composers, including Laurie Anderson, Anthony Coleman, Milford Graves, Avon Kang, Butch Morris, and Mark Ribot. Over the last 30 years, he has played electric bass, drums, percussion, guitar, synthesizers, and all manner of sound makers procured in life's travels. I had the great fortune to meet him while I was running sound for a project, and I have to say, if you are going to choose to continue to listen or at the performance live, you're in for a really spectacular treat. In the meantime, while the performer's getting prepared, I leave you with some of his collaborators.
Thank you. It's places like this that cause a person to come out of their shell. I can count on my own fingers how many times I've played alone in my life, and I'm very grateful to both James and Ilya and the gallery for suggesting that I come and play this evening. And that euphemism of coming out of your shell really applies in this case, because it is this feeling of turtle in the interior, mostly being the interior, and then only very occasionally just peeking out the tiniest bit. And then the second thing I'd like to say is I have many times thought about James's artistic choice of simultaneity in this particular exhibition. There have been times, either historically or contemporaneously, when I've been in a location and thought, that's so wild that at this same moment, maybe same day, same year, same month in time, this other experience is happening in another geography, in another setting. And what does that do for our understanding of that moment in time and in history? What does it potentially do in terms of the energetic threads across distances? So for that reason, also very happy to be here. Thanks so much, everyone. Thanks for coming.